Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, we're back. It's another week, another day, another hour, another minute of your life with the Real Ass Dude, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, and it is the Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
I'm doing great, buddy. This is a fucking... I like the music. I like that we're back in the studio.
I love it.
I've been in a good fucking mood the last
We've been on fire the past few weeks, to be honest with you. It's been sort of a great time for the show. If you're a fan of the Real Ass Podcast or the Gas Digital world in general, never has there been a better time to support great uncensored live comedy. GasDigitalNetwork.com, obviously home to 23 of the greatest podcasts in the world, including Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show. No need for apologies with our great guest, Derek Gaines, as well.
Why, thank you.
Make sure you guys go subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code.
No need for apologies.
Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to every show's entire on-demand library. So the latest 15 episodes are on iTunes, but you get everything on demand at your fingertips, uncensored, ad-free. We have a great racist live chat, which I will be logging into all throughout the show today. So if you want to interact with me live on the show, the only way you can do that is through the racist live chat. Maybe we'll open up the phone lines at one point. Who knows? We have a lot to talk about today. So let me hit mute real quick. That's going to get crazy. Derek, how are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, man? Just maintaining.
Yeah?
Yeah. Staying healthy. Telling jokes outside. On the back of trucks and shit.
Yeah, that's been the new thing is outside jokes. Have you been enjoying it?
It's not bad. I was prepared for this. I started in these kind of situations.
Well, so. That's what's cool about being a comedian. And, you know, for the most part, I would say, with the exception of a handful of outliers, most people start off doing really shitty comedy shows.
Yeah.
So you're used to having to kill in every environment. In the beginning, when you stink at comedy, you're not even good at it yet, you have to learn how to adapt to shitty audio, to, you know, fucking bar sounds,
absolutely,
the baseball game being on at the bar that you're competing, yeah, with, the fucking, there's so many different things, and you sort of develop a thick skin and you, yeah, learn how to do well in any environment. So if you came up through that system, which, yeah, most comedians did, I think going back is really not that hard. I did a show in front of seven people outside last night and I did great. I felt good about it.
It feels good that you don't really have to sell out shows no more. Like if you got, yeah, a draw, you can still be funny.
Yes.
I'll be going to comedy clubs, 40 motherfuckers in there. I'll be like, you know what? I feel like Chris Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Corona. Fuck it. This is a sold out show.
Well, that God damn it, motherfucker! Shut up. Why, Shannon? Why would you do that?
Blame Shannon.
Why would you do that and leave my audio on, even though I already hit mute? Here we go. We're good. Racist Live Chat is up and going. Yeah, but that's the thing. Now you're seeing like really like massive comedians who were doing theaters and touring all over. Now you see them doing clubs and they have to do like 100-seaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're fucking murdering. I'm sure it's great.
Absolutely.
But now those shows that are clubs that we were doing, now they're gone. So now we have to go in the back of pickup trucks or
backyards.
Yes, I'm doing a rooftop show for Natalie Cuomo. Natalie Cuomo on next Saturday. Guys, everyone come out to the Natalie Cuomo Experience Extravaganza on a roof. What if it's just her boyfriend?
Why'd you say a name like that?
Is her boyfriend and he throws me off the roof?
Cuomo as in Cuomo?
No. Yeah, it's actually Mario Cuomo's daughter.
Oh, wow.
She's doing comedy shows now. It's getting pretty crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
No, she's a comedian who's very funny.
Okay, cool.
I love her jokes.
It sounds like you love
Shannon,
a lot more.
Shut up, Shannon.
Does he love something more than that, Zach?
No.
That's why you're talking about her.
No, what are you talking about? She's great. She's excelente.
All right.
Do you know Louis J. Gomez to ever say a woman is funny just because he wants to fuck her?
What?
Is that the Louis J. Gomez that you know?
That's not true. I only fuck funny women.
That's the fucking rattlesnake right there. So I guess, yeah.
For the most part, I've only fucked.
Oh, why? Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah,
she's so funny.
I can see why I got tats and a live fast and a little nose ring.
It's live fast.
Very jowly. Very, very jowly.
Jowly.
Very jowly. A lot of, she got a lot of Dudley Do-Right going on. Good for her.
He said she's fucking jowly.
Very jowly. You see the jowls. She had jowls.
I love black guys. They just fucking...
I mean, fuck it. I mean, good looking chick, though. Rock on. Like an Avril Lavigne looking motherfucker. She kind of looked like, right, that's the white person. Avril.
Yes.
Avril?
Yes. Avril.
Avril.
Avril. You remember that bitch?
That's white.
What happened to her?
What happened to Avril Lavigne?
Did she grow? Here's the problem. She wasn't actually pretty. It was all...
The fact that she was young.
She was a young punk rocky bitch, right? And then she was like... Fake punk rock, like pop punk.
It was Canadian rock, right?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, no.
With a name like Avril, it had to be Canadian.
Yeah, so she grew up, and then she's actually not as bad as I thought.
She looked like Leonard Maddie's mom.
She's okay. She's better looking now than I thought she was going to be. But do you remember, she was like a little thin lip bitch. She probably got lip fillers, right?
Probably.
She was a little thin lip bitch. And that was when I was a kid. I liked that look. But even me, I was like, that's some fucking candy fucking bullshit. Wow. That's not real. Like, how old is Avril Lavigne? She's probably my exact same age, if I had to guess.
I don't know, man.
I'm 38 years old. How old would you guess that she is?
If I'm 36, she's probably early 30s, maybe?
No, she's old. She's either older or right around the same age.
35.
Told you. No way.
Told you.
That bitch was younger than me. Are you
white
crazy?
Women age like bread. You know this shit, man.
She got fucking...
Look. Bring the picture.
She got varicose veins under her eyes.
Bring this back. That's country white bread right there, my nigga. Like that.
Okay, no. Her lips weren't as... I don't
whole
know.
Grain to country white.
I did not like her as a kid, even though I was into this look. I was into this look. I did not like Avril Lavigne. I thought she was horseshit.
Can I say one thing, though? Shout out to Dakota Fanning, how she kind of just bounced back, and she's in all the shows again now. Remember, she was a little girl. She had Sean Penn was retarded, and they was friends. And then she stopped, went to college, came back in a Tarantino flick, and now she's doing everything. Y'all motherfuckers
know. Is she hot?
Dakota Fanning? Not.
No. She had little tiny rice teeth as a kid.
See that? Remember that?
Yeah, she looks like hot white garbage. She looks like... And this is going to sound bad, Derek, especially because you're here. Okay. She looks like she fucks black guys. And that's not necessarily...
But most of them do now. We're novelties. And do you understand that?
And they're garbage. They're race traitors.
You have to understand, there's black dick at Whole Foods that white women can sample from.
The new N-word is novelty?
Novelty. Yes, that's what the fuck we are. Yeah. You got to understand, they're trying to piss off somebody in a white family by fucking on us. That's why they sit on black dick. I get it.
Because back when we were in high school, it was just the girls that at gym time walked the track in pajama pants smoking Newports.
Yeah,
but now you're saying it's gone mainstream.
That's South Jersey top shelf right there. Pajama pants and Newports, nigga.
Like
that's Lindenwall.
Pajama pants.
That's the girls that's fucking in the stairwell.
When I was in high school, okay, I graduated the year 2000, and I was in suburban New York. I was in Rockland County, New York, North Rockland High School, okay? And this is, like, pretty close to the city. This isn't super far. This is an hour away from New York City, and I would say it's a fairly progressive liberal community. It's not, you know, there's a lot of Hispanics, a lot of black people there. You go into North Rockland area, it gets a little white, a little racist, Tompkins Cove, a little bit of fucking hillbillies, right? In North Rockland High School, there was one white girl that dated a black kid in my class. It was one white girl. And, I mean, you would have thought that there was a fucking unicorn walking through the hallways. It was so glaring to everybody. They walked out holding hand in hand. It looked like a fucking Unity poster. Everyone was like, what is going on? What the fuck is happening? And I don't think anyone was racist about it. Nobody really cared. It was just sort of, I'm telling you right now, it was a thing where every head turned being like, oh, shit, her dad's not happy. And that was 20 years ago in suburban New York. That's not that far removed.
But 20 years ago, motherfuckers was way more.
That is true.
Yeah. So good for them, I guess.
Because 20 years before that, it was like.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the schools were segregated.
Yeah. And 20 years before that, of slavery. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you and your crooked glasses. 20 years before that was slavery. Y'all assholes.
It was a crazy time.
Real ass podcast.
It is
y'all
a real
jackasses.
Ass podcast. We do have our most racist drop. We'll use it when it's appropriate at one point. Derek hasn't heard the most racist drop. I made it into a drop. Somebody else made it into a song, okay? So that's not my fault.
Y'all love, y'all hate.
I don't know. I think that we're being ironic and something or other. I don't know. I don't really know what irony is, but when they come at me, I'm like, irony. I'm ironing. I have my slave ironing. Yes. Oh, come on, guys. I'm here all day. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, everyone. Here we go. I got to talk about a few things here today on the show. I don't even know where to start here. I don't even know where to fucking start right now. I want to, there's so many different things happening right now. I want to, you know what? I want to do a new Scam That Jew. It's been a hot minute. Because I want to put a fucking call out to all the Jews out there with their delightful fucking scamming ways. And I need some help, okay? So ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Scam That Jew, Home Gym Edition. I want to build a home gym. Yes, I do. So here's the deal. I want to build a home gym. And I do not want to spend the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that it's going to take me to build a home gym.
Yeah.
It is so much more expensive than you think. After the quarantine, what they did was weights. Like, now that's gold.
Yeah.
Weights are fucking gold.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been looking online. In order for me to do the gym that I want to do, it's going to be $3,000 minimum. And it's going to be waiting like 2 to 3 months for a lot of the weights. And I have a fight coming up, supposedly in January, against Jason Ellis, Ellismania 20. Shout out Yo Crate. I'm sponsoring my entire fight camp. Please go subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm going to be documenting my whole fight camp. First episode is coming out, I believe, this Saturday. We'll see. I got to get in shape. I got to fucking build this home gym. I got to get this stuff going. So I have thought already of a couple scams that I could do.
Okay.
But I want to throw it out to the fans. And really what I'm saying is if you guys want to steal gym equipment from me and give it to me, that's okay. Or you know, even better, more likely. Look at Derek's face. Look at Derek's face.
Listen to what you're saying.
This is a great idea. First of all, listen, I know there's fans that are in the South Jersey, or I'm sorry, not South Jersey, North Jersey area, or South Jersey. I'll drive. Fuck it. Why not?
Shout out to South Jersey.
That's Jersey, anyway. Connecticut, Rockland, Westchester, really anywhere within a good drive where I can get a truck. Okay. If you, like, let's say your dad, he's dying and he's got a bunch of shit in his basement and he's not using it.
So a hoarder. He's a hoarder.
He's sort of a hoarder.
Okay.
Fucking used to be a guy that was in shape. There's a lot of, I guarantee you, there's weight sitting around in gyms, or not gyms, in like homes.
And garages.
And garages and basements, just sitting there collecting dust. Here's what I'm saying. Yes, they're worth a lot of money. I'll give you a little bit of money. I'm not paying what they're fucking asking for. There's no reason for me to put this out to the fucking fan base if I'm going to be paying the price that I'm paying on fucking whatever, okay? We can talk about a free guest, digital membership, maybe some Skankfest tickets. We can figure something out, okay?
Listen, and you have to tell these people, you could sell those. It's going to be a bitch. You're going to have to ship them or get them somewhere.
Pain in the ass. I'll pick them up.
Yeah, he'll pick them up.
I'll pick them up. I want some plates, some free weights, a bench,
there you go.
Some barbells. Shannon, I know you're like 8 boyfriends who have all this shit in their fucking garages, okay? And they're not doing anything with it. They're not going to go sell. They're not going to put it on OfferUp or any of these websites. Give it to me. Be a part of the fucking Rattlesnake experience. I'll give you some plugs on the show. I'll plug your business. This can be, you can be a sponsor. I'll put your name on my fight shorts, maybe. Depends on how much shit you got. It's so much money, Derek. I'm not spending $3,000 on fucking weights.
So my two questions.
It's fucking nuts.
I looked this up.
Weights. It's not even a nice gym. It's shit weights.
Yeah. So the two things I looked up. Do you think there's a lot of gyms closing due to the pandemic? Like, gyms are going out of business.
But those gyms are now selling their shit. There's one in Rockland County where I grew up, and I contacted it and because they were selling their shit, and they're ripping people off. They try to sell me a bench, like a bench that goes from decline to incline for $250, and I looked it up online. You can get it from Walmart for $80.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And it's in stock.
Never cost that much for a weight bench.
It's crazy. It wasn't like a heavy duty, like crazy.
The second thing that I read was that you need to check foreclosing homes.
Yeah.
Because those, it's either going to go to an estate sale, or if you can get contact with the person, they're obviously fucked money-wise right now. Yeah. A lot of people fucked money-wise right now. You can say, hey, before this shit goes to the estate sale, can I buy it all as a package?
Maybe.
They're probably going to still charge you a lot. There's people hurting.
Yeah, but if you can get everything all at once, it might be worth the drop.
Everything all
more.
At once. I'm not spending a lot of money on this. I'm looking for a barter ship deal, something like that. The other idea that I had, which was a great scam, somebody tweeted at me, but I was way ahead of them, so I'm not giving this person credit for tweeting it at me. Mm-hmm. I did retweet their ship, but I already thought about this because this was actually my number one go-to plan, but I really feel like I'm going to get caught and it's going to be a problem. when you go to a gym, or I'm sorry, when you go to a hotel, they have gyms in the hotels. So just go around to a bunch of hotels in Jersey, check in, go to the gym, steal two plates, fucking dip out.
Oh.
Go to, I mean, for like $80 every two plates, it's, you know, it's really worth it. You could also do this and start selling these plates online. This is also part of a bigger scam. If you guys want, you if you want to make some fucking cash, this is what I would have done as a kid. Because what I would do to make money when I was 19 years old is I would steal things and then resell them. I would go to the supermarket, find a receipt on the ground, and then I would go bring the meat back and the milk back and just get $20 because, you know, it was fucking garbage. I used to go to the libraries at all the city universities and you used to you'd be able to sell your books back to them in school. Remember in college, you used to sell your books to the college bookstore,
yeah.
Rather?
Yeah.
What I would do is I would just go grab books off the shelf and fucking just stomp them into the ground to make them look used.
Okay.
And just bring them over to the used section and sell them right back to them.
That's how also how Puerto Ricans read in general.
Yeah.
That's how they read in general.
Yeah, yeah, the first 12 years of my life is how I reacted to anything with words
on it. That's phonics.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican phonics.
I did not like it.
Yeah.
So, let's see. The EB Pimpin in the chat says, dude, one 50-pound kettlebell can work wonders. Stu225 says the hotel gyms are closed. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they are. Go check. We can make a deal if you guys are looking.
The last hotel I was at, you had to make an appointment. So
I'll pay you $1 per pound. $1 per fucking pound. That's a deal, by the way. That's a deal. That means for two 25-pound dumbbells, that's $50. That's a deal. They would charge you fucking $100, $150.
So $1 a pound. It should be 50 cents a pound.
Or if somebody has any of those fucking, like, you know, those plates that can go from, like, 5 to 50 or 60 pounds. Ooh, those are great on the dumbbells. I'm just saying, steal shit from me, and we can work out a free gas.
Why don't you just go Rocky and, like, work out? Why don't you
no, man, I want a dope-ass home gym, and I'm not spending $10,000 on it.
Lift logs and shit. Run up mountains.
No, there's no mountains in New Jersey.
Do that Brock Lesnar workout?
They have landfills in Jersey. Just run up them, motherfuckers.
Yeah, fucking,
you're good.
Run around a fucking... jug handle turn over and over again. Sucks. Yes. Just fucking sucks.
A U-turn.
Just fucking over and over again.
Passing the
you
same
can't
Dairy
make
Queen.
A left foot shit in Jersey.
God damn it. God damn it. So that's a good scam. If you guys want to make money right now, gym equipment's crazy expensive. So that's what you go sell it. I'm going to give people another great idea right now as well. And here's what I'm saying. At the very least, if you do this, you guys should fucking cut me in on it. I should say it. All right, you could fucking make, fucking concrete weights. You can make them. I was looking on DIY videos. You could like fucking mold them. Fucking they look like weights. They're just kind of big. You can make them for fucking dirt cheap. That's a business in itself, dude. Concreteweights.com, right? You're just on the side of the road. Do people be willing? If somebody had concrete weights for sale for $1 a pound or 50 cents a pound compared to fucking what else I'm paying, doggy. That's where it's at. So you guys could also make concrete weights. I'm going to buy the domain. Shannon, go buy the domain right now, concreteweights.com.
Concrete weights.
W-E-I-G-H-T-S. I know you guys are stupid. Is it available?
Yeah, I just went to the site and it's just like...
Okay, so you could be a part of my franchise. you'll be featured on concreteweights.com. All you got to do is be the person that it takes. You could probably make a good 100 pairs of weights per day. 100 pairs of weights per day, I would say, if you do it the right way, if you time it the right way.
But you know how to measure the weight?
They got, yeah.
Well, 60s versus 50s.
They got to all
okay,
do that.
All right, whatever.
I'm not doing all that shit. I bought the domain. They're a part of my conglomerate.
I'm sorry. I went to GoDaddy. Concrete weights is taken, but concrete weight is not.
Shannon, fuck. Who wants concreteweights.com? We've been giving them free promo. Fuck!
No, but when I went to the site, it was one of those ones that just...
Oh, they're going to sell it to me.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe I'll buy it. God damn it. Gingerbread Sud said he made his own concrete kettlebell.
Wow.
Bonav CM says concrete weights are the dumbest business idea ever.
It's probably something to that.
Because it's not dumb for Lewis. It's dumb for the poor Mexicans on the side of the road.
Yes.
They're going to be selling concrete weights like they're roses.
Doggy, it's a great business.
A bunch of tiny Mexicans with one big arm.
Doggy, if somebody was selling concrete weights right now in Jersey, and they were like, all right, it's fucking, you get a set of like 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. for $250.
It's gonna be huge.
They're
though.
Massive, dude.
They're fucking gonna take up a room.
Pull up the DIY concrete weight, Shannon. See how big they are. They're fucking nuts.
Yeah, let me see these because you're gonna fuck up your suspension in your car if you gotta take that home.
Oh, I do. Care.
Oh, this.
Just no, this is a different guy. This guy made fucking plates. This guy's good. You gotta find the shittier ones, the ones that look like dumbbells. Maybe we can. This guy rules, though.
That dude has.
Yeah, right. Those dumbbells. Let's see.
Hey guys, this is Mike from K-Ban Weights.
No, so, those are also
a tutorial
plates.
How to make your own weights.
Just find the fucking dumbbells. Go back. I saw them. Got right there. Concrete dumbbells.
Hey, I'm Vlad with Glow Marble, and I'm going to show you how to make some dumbbells out of concrete.
What the fuck
is we're doing
name?
Something different.
This is Seth Simons.
For the first time, we're making a video without using any Glow Marble products.
Also, I would not trust this guy's
right
weights.
Now,
look at his tiny frame.
Online, but the cheapest thing
all right, fast forward a little
like
bit.
$600.
See? So I'm gonna add a this guy has my problem. This guy does the exact thing that I want to do, and he was like, he started looking it up. Look at this. Now keep it fast forward a little more, Shane. We gotta watch
then
this whole stupid fucking video.
Down.
Also, I don't want to show people how to do it. We're gonna keep this video secret, obviously.
Underneath,
did he use PVC piping for the handle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this. Now keep pushing. You got it. Look at it. Look at this.
Something you should know that you have to wait 78.
There's something you should know. You're a dirty spick piece of garbage if you do this, and you should kill yourself.
There's still a lot of water weight inside of this concrete.
A lot of water weight.
Yeah, you got to wait till it dries out completely. It takes 40.
Let all that water evaporate out of it.
Water. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time for it to evaporate.
And I bet those weren't. Were those like a heavy, or were those pretty low on the scale?
Because those were pretty heavy weights, though.
Those were 25 pounds. They're yeah. fucking massive. He actually says that. He was like, they kind of remind me of those silly weights where they're fucking huge. So
you need a striped shirt and a twirly mustache to fucking lift those.
And a onesie with stripes.
Doggy, here's the thing. Yes, anybody could make these. Nobody is going to. The amount of that seems like a goddamn near insurmountable task. I don't think it's that difficult. So if you are that person, you want to be a part of concreteweights.com or concreteweight.com. Shannon, buy concreteweight.com, please. Or wait, is there a better?
So it says you can buy the other one, but the broker fee is $70.
No, what about stoneweights.com? Stoneweights.com.
Stonedweights.com.
Oh, shit. Stoneweights.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
That's
just look it up.
That's Eric's cousin.
Tell us when Rogan bought that domain name.
Okay. Stoneweights is available.
Stoneweights.com is available?
Yeah.
Buy it right now, Shannon.
I'm checking
Stoneweights. And Stoneweights.com.
They're both available.
Get them both right now.
Can I have your card?
You fucking bitch. Damn it. Here. How much do they cost?
This one's saying $1 a month.
Don't show your card on the camera.
Shannon, tell me how much you're fucking. Do not charge hundreds of dollars. If it's just the domains for like $30, it's fine. I'm fucking in the middle of a crazy move right now. I do this sometimes, and then I'm like, I think I owe somebody $500 for sending me a video. I was just drunk and on Twitter. I was like, if you fucking send me a thing, if you send me somebody cheating on this fake election, I'll give you $500. And like a bunch of people started sending me, I was like, oh shit, what am I doing?
It's $11.99 for 1 year.
Yes, get them
and
right now.
The
right now, now before they go, but the fucking fans are gonna rip me off
okay.
right now. Go.
Stoned and
stone. Stoneweights.com. Just stone weights.
Okay. Stone weights, okay.
We don't need stone weights.
Stone
weights. Beautiful.
Stone Lewis weights. Is never gonna think about this again.
Do you know how many domains I own?
So many. I bought so many for you.
It's crazy how many domains I own. I never do anything with it. This is a good idea. People will drive far and wide for Stone Weights. I'm telling you right now, stoneweights.com.
Stoneweights.com.
Stoneweights.com is the website. And J-Ron says he already bought them. No, you didn't already buy the domain name, J-Ron, you racist piece of shit. J-Ron's our actual racist that's in the chat.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's cool, though. I got no problem with him. As long as it doesn't hurt me. As long as it doesn't come and try to find me and like hurt me because I'm brown, I'm like, all right, dude, be racist on the internet. That's where you want them to be. Let them get it out.
It's kind of what it's for.
Let them get it out. Let them get their fucking crazy racist thoughts out. You know? You're going to get people to fucking blow the world up because you're not letting them be racist on the internet.
Oh, so you got to let them.
Okay, let them fucking, come on, doggy. Imagine like you're fucking, every day you're with a woman. And she fucking just keeps on fucking grinding at you over and over and over again. You never say anything. Just never, ever, ever say anything. And just over and over and over again. Just take it, take it, take it. One day you're going to fucking kill that bitch.
Wait, what was the Tarantino flick where De Niro popped the chick Because she was yakking at him in the parking lot.
Jackie Brown.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
She was like, just shut up. Don't say. And then she said, pop.
By the way, can I point out how good the show is when Dildo doesn't just chime in?
Yeah.
It's fucking solid, dude. The flow is fire. Very good flow to the show today. Stoneweights.com. Why not just lift paint cans? This is dog shit, says Zeebs. Block Zeebs from the chat for the day for disrespecting me. Thank you. And yeah, that's garbage. Nobody's fucking buying paint cans on the side of the road to lift his weights.
That was an Unbreakable. Bruce Willis did it.
No, you can do that as well. This is an alternative during the pandemic.
Derek loves any superhero that can't swim.
Yeah. That shit is crazy that his water was weird. Shitty movie.
During the pandemic, when this is crazy, if right now in Jersey I could go buy a few sets of dumbbells that were made out of stone for cheap, I would do that. So we need to just have franchise stores, Stoneweight stores. And when I say stores, these are literally, you're in a parking lot with your truck, dude. No, not storefront.
Are you gaining weight for this fight?
Shut up, Derek.
I'm just asking, do you got to get heavier for this fight?
No, I got to get lighter.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I am gaining weight for this fight, yes.
I don't know why
I want to get pumped.
Yeah.
Well, no, obviously I'm going to fucking get Jack Diesel whilst losing weight.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
We'll be heavier because muscle's heavier than fat. So yeah, good for you, man.
Let's go with some plugs. Let's do it. Derek.
Hey, Derek Gaines. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Great Boy. You can watch reruns of The Last OG on Netflix. And I'm in that movie, King of Staten Island. Go check it out with Pete Davidson and Judd Apatow.
Dude, you were fucking great in that movie. And I trashed the movie. And I talked about how great you were. So
thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I trashed the movie. But I said the performances by individual, like the people that were in it were fucking really good.
Yeah.
I just had issues, and I also admitted that it might have been because I knew everybody in the movie that it was difficult for me to suspend belief and suspend reality. But you, in my opinion, best performance of the movie, and I said that without you being here. I'm not just sucking your dick. I legitimately mean that. You were fucking great in the movie. Very funny. The first time I like laughed out loud hard in that movie was when you were on screen. So Derek is the fucking man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, doggy. Let's see. Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, comics watching horror movies. Saturdays at 11 a.m., we got Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital. And if you're in the Pennsylvania area, I will be at, I think the town is called Layton, Pennsylvania. The 7th and the 8th for the Troma Dance Film Festival. Three movies a night, bands, live podcast. Should be really fun.
Very cool. You know what's up, guys. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer every month gets a free piece of merch. Guess what? We're doing that today. That's right. We're doing it in a minute. Also, guys, make sure you check out all the podcasts here on the network.
Especially No Need for Apologies.
Especially No Need for Apologies. Those guys are fucking hilarious.
Derek Gaines, Monroe Martin.
Support Monroe, Derek. Support the entire network. Well, this is it, baby. This is a new fucking time. Patreon's about to get fucking canned. So all those people that left us for Patreon, welcome back. Well, I'll see you at OnlyFans, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But make sure you guys support all the shows. Live show, August 13th. Where are we going to be? The Soul Joel Comedy Festival?
Yes.
Where is that?
I can't remember the name of the
town. It's in Pennsylvania somewhere. Shannon, find out where that's at. Myself, Dave Smith, special guest Zach Amico, one night only. Going to be a lot of fun, dude. They have like individual pods for everyone to like sit in to enjoy the show. It's going to be, we'll see. Maybe this could be the new way we have to do comedy. It's like the future. But make sure you grab tickets for that nice and early. What else do I usually plug? OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/LewisJGomez. Make sure you go support my OnlyFans. You get an extra 20-minute interview with one of my friends every single week. You can't find it anywhere else. My YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy. You get all the episodes of Real Ass Podcast 4 days after they premiere on Gas Digital. You get a lot of extra special bonus content. And my brand new web series, Road to Ellismania 20, is going to be premiering this week. So make sure you guys look out for that. You get an inside look at the fight camp, training camp, everything. This week we focus on how fat I am, as Derek just pointed out. Thank you very much. And that's really that. The thing is, ding, go support Shannon as well. Right, Shannon?
Yes, please.
I have women all the time now telling me to promote their OnlyFans. This is a new thing that women do with me.
In exchange?
I wish they were sucking and fucking me.
The OnlyFans when they do naked, nasty things, right? That's when they...
Sometimes. Well, no, I don't do naked, nasty things on my OnlyFans, even though maybe. We'll see. When the shit hits the fan, I'll do some fat guy little dick porn. Shit. My OnlyFans will blow the fuck up. That's the coolest thing of all is worst case scenario if the shit hit the fan. I could definitely become an OnlyFans fat guy little dick porn star and just take over. I like what Fian did with her fucking OnlyFans. My fans would definitely... I would be maybe one of the most popular male OnlyFans performers, straight only. I bet you, if I did that, worst case scenario, shit hits the fan, that's what I can do. Pretty fucking badass.
Big up yourself, man.
Yeah.
Your confidence is through the roof. I've always respected that about the rattlesnake.
But we had a girl that she hit us up. We talked about her on the show. Blonde Baby Underscore. I'll give it to her. I'll give her OnlyFans as well. We plugged her shit and her shit blew up. And now I said that. So a bunch of other chicks are being like, hey, will you plug my OnlyFans? I'm like, I can't just do that. I can't be the guy who's just plugging your OnlyFans.
Okay? Not for free.
That's what I should do. I should sell them. I said this a long time ago that I should become an OnlyFans pimp. I will promote your OnlyFans and we'll talk about it on the show. Deal. Fine. I want 20%. Is that too little? Or that's what Dylan charges me for my Twitch. And Dylan does nothing for my Twitch. I'm going to be their entire income source.
Well, according 50-50. To Pimps Up, Hoes Down, it's 35% that the pimps take now.
35%?
35%.
I also think that would be a good deal.
Well, is it going to be 35% of the gross or 35% of their
They
cut?
Are gross.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Don't you worry.
Of they make or what? Only because OnlyFans gets a nice little chunk of...
A nice little chunk, that's how I describe them as well.
So after taxes, so the gross or the net, you could take 30.
Yes, you'd catch them in a net as well. I am literally just fucking crushing it. Crushing it. The jokes don't stop.
That was hard. That was hard.
The jokes don't stop, doggies. Are you kidding me?
Get them all in. Whore jokes.
Yes. I am 35%. Yeah, Dildo gets 20% of my Twitch stream, which there are people gunning for you, Dildo. Now you can talk. Now that I said, there's a guy that just sent me a fucking awesome animated overlay that's like, dude, I want Dildo's job. I'll do it for less.
I'm still your producer in-house, and you still need me to come to the house.
He's come to my home one time.
Dylan never told me that his nickname is Dildo by the rest of the people. We call him Dylan.
No, it's Dildo.
No,
Dildo.
He calls me this on this show. Don't fucking...
No, it's Dildo.
He's my producer on No Need for Apologies. We never knew that it was his fucking nickname. We didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just a nickname. Everyone calls him Dildo.
No, we used to call him Dildo.
If you're not calling him Dildo, no, it's not respect.
No, his mom calls him that.
Yeah, if you like this guy, if you're his friend, you call him by his nickname. It's Dildo.
Dildo, okay.
You know? If you see him in the street, you know, he won't answer to Dylan.
His father is Mr. Dildo. Relax.
They should know you! Dill's my man. That's Negri. That's what we call him, Negri.
Dildo's great. Negri. That's what we call you guys, actually.
Yeah. I was waiting. I kind of let the door open. You
I'm sorry.
Bag of shit. You
I'm
shouldn't
sorry.
Even play. That sucked. That was sucked. It's too easy of an N-word joke. You fucking
it was
asshole.
Good.
Novelty was better. Novelty was way better than that horse shit. You racist bastards. I
it
swear
was
to
pretty
Christ.
Good. That was pretty good. The way the setup, I thought it was decent.
Oh, that's how we call you, as a matter of fact. Oh, you bags of shit. But anyway, good for you, man. White dog shit. That's what y'all are.
White dog shit. You're right. Hey, no, I know my audience. Come on.
Not as in white dog, but I'm talking about actual, you know, the white dog shit that, you know, when the dog shit turns white.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so... All right, really quickly, we should thank YoKratom.com, who I love YoKratom. They're supporting my entire fight camp. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest, sponsors of the Real Ass Dude cartoon, this podcast, Legion of Skank, so many other shows. YoKratom is the absolute shit. And I'll tell you right now, if you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, YoKratom.com is the place to go. It's they are the home of the $60 kilo. I know. It's incredible. $60 kilo. If you guys want to know what Kratom can do for you, do a little bit of research. Shannon regularly uses Kratom. I know Metzger is a big fan of Yo Kratom. They sponsor his show as well. So if you guys are in that market, you're over the age of 21, YoKratom.com is the website. All right, let's get back into it. I got to, listen, we plugged everything we need to plug, right? Dildo is not doing my thing anymore. Oh, yeah, OnlyFans. So should I become an OnlyFans pimp? I'm down to do this. Look, if you're interested, from now on, if you want me to fucking plug your OnlyFans, I'm going to be your OnlyFans pimp, and I need to take a percentage
of... But you need exclusivity to it. It should be like Lewis's top five bitches of the week.
And
if it's too many, it's going to get swampy. It's going to get oversaturated.
No, we'll do a feature. We'll do a whole feature. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about the girls. We'll talk about the OnlyFans hoes.
Yeah.
Listen to me. We'll remember what was that show, The Cat House?
Yes.
We'll parade them out regularly.
So you're Dennis Hoff?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. All right.
Dennis Hoff of OnlyFans.
Yeah, he's great, dude. He's killing it right now, right? He's just probably fucking. What is he doing right now?
He's Dennis Hoff's son's jerk.
He's good, I guess. Air Force Amy, all them bitches over there.
Who would choose Air Force Amy? Yuck.
Nah, I didn't like
that. But
her.
They said that the old ones were the ones that made the most money.
I know. I did an interview with those girls there. I interviewed a bunch of hoes. We went to Dennis Hoff's birthday party at the Cat House.
Okay.
And me and Ralph.
That sounds like the most Ralph booking of all time.
I do a show about rock and roll. Let's interview 70-year-old hookers.
And we went there, and yeah, they gave me the whore tour, and it was a full, you know, sales pitch. They really showed me, and they were telling me it was not even the young hot ones. The young hot ones don't even make that much money. It's the chicks who have been there for a long time that understand the sale. They understand the hustle. They understand how to fucking they rack it up because they understand there's a mark in front of them. They get 10 times the money out of one guy than the next girl get out of them. So. A lot of respect for those hoes. But this is what I'm saying. If you guys want to be a part of Luis J. Gomez's OnlyFans whores, I'll feature you guys on my OnlyFans page, and I'll feature on this show. Listen to me. We did a lot for Blonde Baby Underscore's career and her life. So, and I don't even make them have sex with me. If you guys want to, that's completely up to you.
You shouldn't make anybody have sex with you. Just
all right, I might make a couple of them, depending how well... Depending how well it goes, Derek. Come on.
If you see a real disaster on the top five list.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start dressing like Dante.
Shout out to Big Dont. All them rings. You got to wear a lot of rings.
Walking with your ass 3 feet behind you.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. All right. Let's.
One of the funniest things Lewis ever said to me, he said, Dante walks like a cat in heat.
Oh, man. Dante's my homie. And
I love Dante.
Dude. Okay. As long as y'all know.
Of course. He's the best.
Because snapping on that motherfucker is scary sometimes because that nigga's huge.
Shannon? Hold
he's
on,
a street brawler. I don't fuck with street brawlers. He looked like a character from Streets of Rage. He looked like a boss character from Streets of Rage.
I took a comedy class in college, and Dante came in and taught us for a day. That's how I got into stand-up.
That's so dope.
Hold on a second. Shannon, I'm texting you for the number, because I have to have somebody call in real quick. You text me the number of the studio. I forget it. I don't want everyone to start calling in. I got it. I remembered it just now. I just remembered it, Shannon. Call now. There we go. Shut up, everyone. We'll edit this and make it great.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Beautiful. All right. So I wanted to talk about this Patreon thing, and I didn't really know much about it. So we're going to get into it real quick. So if you guys haven't heard, Patreon is... I guess we're in some trouble right now, right? Have you heard about this at all?
Nah, I haven't.
Okay, so apparently this is what happened, and I don't know much about it, and I have a friend calling in a few minutes to break some things down. It's Undertaker Lawyer, who's been on the show before. Undertaker Lawyer, who's going to call in a few, and he can explain to us a little bit more in depth what it really means, because I don't really understand the legal mumbo-jumbo. But apparently Patreon banned Owen Benjamin and a bunch of other what I guess could be described as problematic influencers,
personalities,
a lot of them leaning right politically, conservative, Lauren Southern, Milo. There's a bunch of them that were kicked off the platform, and I'm sure there's a bunch more that I'm forgetting. But Patreon, obviously... You know, they have political leanings, they have opinions, and they kicked them off for hate speech, which I think was sort of unfair. There was one guy, I forget the name, the guy was like Sarkhan, the fucking whatevers. He was a guy who he made a joke or he made a statement using the N-word. He wasn't even being racist. He was saying it like in a... He wasn't even being racist. I forget exactly what it was, but he was saying it like in a matter of fact way. But it was even on Patreon. It was just like on another thing that he was talking about, and they used that to kick him off. They kicked him off the platform. So you know, apparently this, and this is the case in Silicon Valley with all of these companies, they're all super lefty, right? All these companies are super lefty, and they all have crazy political leanings. And by the way, it's fine, have your political leanings, but you can't have platforms that you, people depend on to make a living, and then because people don't agree with you politically, you kick them off the platform. That it starts to get a little bit weird. We're seeing this happen with Twitter, which we've talked about, where it's like, well, wait a minute. If Twitter becomes so ingrained so deeply in the conversation, and it's the way that the president is communicating with our country, in a weird way, you can't really kick people off of it. If you want it to get that big, and there's some debate there, obviously, it's a privately, or it's a company that's, you know, it's a company, and technically they can make up their own rules. But I think what happened with Owen, and Undertaker Lore is going to come on right now, but he could explain a little more in detail. But I believe what happened was they kicked off Owen. Owen convinced a bunch of his followers to sue Patreon because they I guess they were supposed to be able to get his content. That's why they signed up for it. Somehow or other, Patreon has to pay the lawyer fees during the arbitration process for Owen and all 72 fans. Now, I don't really know what that means, but I know it's going to cost Patreon millions of dollars. Now, Patreon, the reason everyone's saying they could go under is because they've kicked off, at this point, a bunch of influencers.
And once now this is the given, like, if this is the decision that allows opens the door for everybody else.
Of course, and people that have much larger, crazier followings than Owen Benjamin. Owen Benjamin got 72 of his fans, and that's going to cost Patreon millions of dollars. You get these people that have, you know, I mean, and then it doesn't even matter. There's going to be people that just to troll Patreon are going to just be a part of this. This could turn into a massive class action lawsuit that Patreon will not be able to handle. But either way, maybe it can be explained a little bit more clearly, because I don't understand why Patreon would have to pay the lawyer fees. But ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, we do have Undertaker Lawyer. Fucking sound effect. The one thing. Undertaker Lore, are you there? Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? How are you, brother?
Good, good.
All right, so I know I'm completely destroying this, and I'm not explaining it super clearly. So maybe you could shed a little bit of light. So what's going on, and why Patreon has to pay the lawyer fees for Owen and his fans, and what that could mean if other people decide to follow suit?
Sure. So I didn't know anything about this until I saw your DM, so I looked a little bit into it. So a judge in California has ruled that Patreon cannot bar these individual Patreon listeners from filing arbitration claims under the terms of service for being backers of Owen Benjamin and the adverse decision Patreons made. So they tried to bar those listeners from bringing arbitration claims.
So what they did was they changed their terms of service after they knew that they were going to be sued. They changed their terms of service so that they wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't know if that's the case. If they did, and what I know is from reading, you know, very quickly online, the California court to which Patreon moved in order to try and stop these listeners from bringing individual arbitration claims failed.
What is an arbitration claim before you move forward? Because I don't even understand what an arbitration claim is.
Yeah, arbitration is a process out of court. So you don't have to apply to the more costly processes of a court process. Typically lasts, you know, 2 to 3 days. It doesn't use the same kind of processes and rules of evidence. It's a cheaper form of deciding who's right or wrong. There's an arbitrator. It's typically somebody who used to be a judge. I know JAMS is the company that they decided to use, and they're almost always retired judges. It's a cheaper process, and contractually, a lot of companies do this because it's a lot cheaper to them rather than allowing their customers to bring claims in court.
Okay, so but in that case,
and there are other reasons as well. I mean, arbitration is typically favorable to companies a lot of the times because companies often pay the cost of arbitration, or they bring this business to the arbitration company.
Okay, so now I'm starting to understand. Okay, all right. So essentially, it doesn't go to court when people are going to sue them. They say, okay, well, we'll pay for the cost of arbitration. The people that are suing say, cool, we don't have to actually go and get a lawyer and spend any money up front, and we could probably settle this. But because of the terms of service, and they did change the terms of service, somebody just said in the chat, and I know they did, I heard that. Because of the terms of service, yeah. they essentially, you know, if they have 100 people at the same time decide to go into arbitration, it's going to just be very costly. Apparently, that's very expensive.
Yeah, of course.
So now there's going to be possibly thousands of people that are going to arbitration because the court decided that they couldn't change that terms of service. That's really the thing what happened. So the court decided they couldn't change that terms of service, and now it opens the doors. And I have heard, my ear is to the ground with the alt-right universe. I have friends of friends of friends, and there is some shit that's going to be fucking happening against Patreon.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, because those terms of service have been in existence for a long time. And now that they've changed it, that as far as future claims, that may be a different story. But if somebody has been wronged through the terms of service and they feel that they should be able to go into arbitration, due to this California court decision, there may be a way for them to do that. And then frankly, right, all these individual claimants are going to be racking up these arbitration fees that Patreon's going to be paying. It's not like there's going to be an arbitration class action, you know, which would make it cheaper.
Right. Well, listen, thank you very much, Undertaker Lawyer, for shedding some light on this. We do appreciate you calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to the
Undertaker Lawyer.
Everyone, thank you.
Thanks, man.
You're the man. All right, really quick, we should thank Manscaped, who I love. They have the best men's below-the-belt grooming razor in the world. They offer precision-engineered tools for the family jewels, and they obsess over their technology developments to bring you the best tools for your grooming experience. I'm telling you right now, Zach, I have this. I used to really fear every time I used to shave my balls because I used to use hair clippers.
Yeah, and it's scary.
It's scary. You're walking a tightrope every time, and I would say I would probably nick myself one out of like every six or eight times. I would fucking get a little nick.
And then a week later, you look at it, and you're like, oh my God.
I have herpes.
Because you forget.
You forget.
And then
I'm potted. I forget. Okay? No more. Manscaped, they've redesigned the electric trimmer, and they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer that's ever been created. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped. It's water-resistant, so you can do it in the shower. They got a little LED light in case you want to do it in the dark for some reason. It really is incredible. They use QuietStroke technology, which I've been using since I was 12 years old. And right now, all you got to do is go to manscaped.com if you want to try this amazing tool out. Manscaped.com is the website. Manscaped, M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D. APED.com. Use the promo code REALASS. You're saving 20% off, plus you're getting free shipping. Remember to use that promo code REALASS at manscaped.com. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love it. Go grab one right now for yourself, your friends, your family members, your uncle, your dad, your kid for the future. Who knows? Manscaped.com, promo code REALASS. Okay, let's get back into it. So look, very, very interesting to see what's going to happen with this, but I know that, you know, Patreon could just go belly up. I mean, what would happen? Would somebody buy Patreon? Well, the amount of money and the amount of revenue that, you know, Patreon brings in just for some of my friends, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy. So it's very interesting to see. But I've been saying for a very long time, this is why a company like Gas Digital is great for podcasters, because you literally never have to worry about that. You never have to worry about us, you know, using our political beliefs to force you to do, you know, what we want you to do. It is what it is. I mean, I think that people should be, and me and Ralph are talking about doing some other things as well, but I think the way that people should do it is they should do it independently or work with a company that can, you know, help them do it independently. Because once you're working with a third party, I'm telling you right now, they just decide one day, like, yeah, we don't like you on the platform. because 10 fucking internet trolls decided to fuck with your shit, right? Mm. I also want to see what this means for a company like YouTube. You know, YouTube kicks people off left and right. A lot of platforms are kicking people off left and right. I just want to see if there's any sort of change in that, because it's sort of become, I don't want to become dependent on any of these platforms. I do Twitch now, right? And in my mind, that could just, I would never depend on it because that could just disappear. It's a platform with young people, super liberal. If I start depending on that as an income source, as being like a fucking major, you know, and it'd be great if I made some cash off it, but it'll never be. I'm like, you know what? I can rest easy. Now I have Twitch. Fuck that.
And they have some arbitrary fucking rules on Twitch.
Yeah.
Arbitrary.
Arbitration.
A wrestler who was on it got kicked off because his wife walked by in the background in her bikini.
Hmm.
And they have a rule on Twitch. You can only be in swimwear if you are at a body of water or at a music festival or concert.
Wow.
So I guess to discourage girls from having Twitch channels where they're in a bikini all day.
That's all I would do if I was a chick with nice fat titties. Shannon, I was going to encourage you to quit this job and start a Twitch channel. Have those titties out. How great would that be?
She just sucks at video. It's just watching her die in the first level of everything.
Did. That's it. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Let's see. All right. So what was the other thing that I brought up? Oh, Ellen. Yeah, Ellen. The Ellen's update. What's going on with Ellen now?
Is she in trouble for something?
She's still in trouble. I mean, what are we doing here? Why are we freaking out about Ellen?
What's she do now? She say some racist shit.
She's mean.
Well, no, there's more than that now.
What is now?
Really?
What else? What are they
Ellen?
Saying? She's raping
it's
people.
Not her. They say her producers or other people on the show are getting accused of sexual misconduct.
Sexual a misconduct. A couple of producers. Yeah.
What kind of misconduct?
What kind of misconduct? More conduct. Bring on
not
the conduct.
Sure.
I have no idea. What kind of misconduct? When you see that word, now when I see the term sexual misconduct, I go, okay, come on. Come on.
Conduct.
You got to say rape. They got to say this person has rape. When you say rape, I'm like, okay, all right, I'll listen. But they say sexual misconduct. That is just a big fucking red flag for like, oh, there's some horse shit going on right now. There's some fuckery going
on
right now.
It's a big blanket of a move, sexual misconduct, because that could be anything.
What is sexual misconduct?
I don't know. She was kissing one of those kid dancers on the back of the ear or some horse shit. I don't know what the fuck it is. That's probably what she was doing. Come over here. Let me kiss you in the back of the ear before you go dance on my show. What the fuck, bro?
She was licking a paraplegic stump.
Something.
Yeah.
One of them black mothers she gave $15,000 to a pair of bills. She probably touched on the thigh wrong or something. I don't know. That could be sexual.
I know. Then they also have a black chick that worked there that said one of the producers or somebody high up said to her, I can't remember your name. I confuse all the black people that work
there. That's probably not a good thing to say.
Yeah.
But it's also just all that is right
there.
That's not a fucking news story. Even if it's not a joke, it's not a news story. Dude, you know what? I was at the pool with Bobby Kelly and our kids up at that campgrounds, right?
Okay.
Now, we were in the pool. And then a bunch of Hasidic Jewish people, this is like an hour and a half.
The Hasids.
A bunch of Hasids showed up, right? Yeah. And, you know, curly Qs and all, right?
I know them guys.
They're all fucking jacked, by the way. It's like a bunch of like teenage jacked curly Qs and fucking. But the woman up there was like an older lady, like she was in charge of the pool. And at one point, this was fucking crazy, actually. At one point, the Jewish kids were over in like a little bit of the deeper end. And my son and Max were sort of just like kind of swim near them. And she blows her whistle. She's like, nah, come over here. You got to be. And then I was like, they don't got to be. I was like, my kid can swim. He can go in the deep end. It doesn't matter. So I walked over her and I was like, hey, I was like, what? I was like, they can swim in the deep end. She was like, you know, those guys, they came in, you know, I saw a couple of them, you know, rubbing their nose and sneezing. I think they might be sick. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I don't want you to think I'm prejudiced or anything. I didn't even say anything. And I was like, okay, this bitch hates Jews.
And she was protecting your poor son.
Protecting my baby from their fucking Jewishness. She didn't want them. She was like, the chlorine's not strong enough.
Amen. She didn't want your poor baby to get some Jew flu.
Oh, man.
You just see him and you're like, are they allowed to get wet?
Those Karens are so proactive, them.
She is legitimately racist. This woman was, I couldn't be any more racist. And the hierarchy, she saw Puerto Ricans above Jews in the hierarchy. This was like, she was so uncomfortable with these Jews being in this pool. And the reality is like, no, that kind of sucks. You know, like, would she, like, but I don't know. I'm not going to try to fucking take her job. Who cares? Who cares? Like, what, like, she's going to die soon. I mean, old lady.
Let's remove ourselves from your situation. Yeah. And God bless the travel agent who convinced the group of Hasidic Jews to go back to the camps.
Dang.
That must have been a hard sell.
Way to tie that all the way around. This is a good button out. This is a good button out. It's a nice button. It was a nice button.
It is, you know, it's just sort of like we are in this world where it's like, okay, so this person made a joke, or not even a joke, made a statement where I have a hard time. They're probably just having a moment without thinking that everyone is listening and trying to fuck you.
In all fairness, that is something you might say, and as it's escaping your mouth, you want it to go back in so bad.
Yeah, of course.
It's not even that crazy. Like, if it was Asian, it's the same thing. Like, you tell me, like, there's fucking 18 Asians working on at a place that have 300 people, you're like, God damn it, I gotta fucking remember fucking this guy and this chick and this guy. It's a lot. It's a lot. So people that, you know, it's not crazy that people see people a certain way.
But I hope.
That's misspeaking. At that moment, that person misspeaks.
But I hope.
So is that a news story where you go to fuck it and say, oh my God, this Ellen producer is a terrible person? How is that part of this story? Because they try to, they dog whistle for every little thing, and it becomes all these little things that don't really matter, and they add up to something that doesn't really matter, but we pretend it does.
I would have said, if I was the blow, I would have been like, well, white people look all alike too. So what's your name again, motherfucker? Like, that's what I would have been like.
Who exactly? And that's it. I remember my aunt got in trouble at work. She used to work at a place called Hornick's in Haverstraw, New York.
That sounds
and she
terrible.
Told me this story. With a curtain factory. My aunt Emery.
Hornick's.
I'm sorry, Emery. I'm sure if I get you canceled right now. But she made a joke at work, some black guy that she worked with for like 20 years. Like, was like, oh, can you hand me that? And she goes, she was like, my skin's not darker than yours. That's the joke she made. Now, she literally made a joke, but he got upset, and it, like, literally went to, like, now, my aunt is the sweetest woman in the fucking world. Like, I'm talking about, like, the sweetest woman in the world.
I would have laughed at that.
You know, it was so stupid. But this guy's also, my aunt's 82 years old. This guy's probably, at this point, 82 years old. This guy dealt with real deal racism. So I feel like his right to be offended by something like that, he had a right, and she fucked up, and they dealt with it, but she didn't lose her job, as she shouldn't have lost her job. Welcome to the fucking world we live in.
She just had to fuck that guy.
She had to suck his cock.
That'd be better if they.
And she loved it. She changed her life.
Some old 82 black man angst.
Of course.
All up in that old vag. Good for her.
But it's like the world we live in.
You haven't fucked an oppression.
Right on the linen curtains. Let's fuck on the linens.
It's a world where we constantly make mistakes and we constantly correct those mistakes, right?
I don't know about correct those mistakes, but this world makes mistakes.
Well, no. I think what I'm saying is it should be our job to constantly correct those mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's like it's, you know, when you're dealing with like, whatever it is, right? Figuring anything out. Like, let's say I were to give you a model car to build right now without the instructions.
Okay.
You could probably get to the end. You could probably build it. But you're going to fuck up a lot along the process. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just feel like you have to allow those mistakes to happen. We're in the process of doing something really crazy, which is having, especially in a country like ours, where it's fucking multiple cultures, ages, different fucking financial brackets. You have all these people that are constantly trying to come together, live every day, you know, create a profitable, happy society. There's all those mistakes are going to happen nonstop, regularly. And if we're not trying to allow people a chance to figure it out, you're never going to fucking get there. Everything, like tying your shoes, is making mistakes over and over again until you eventually figure out how to do it, you know? So, yeah, I think we're sort of stuck as a society where we're going fucking, all right, well, we rabbit ear. And then another rabbit ear. And then everyone's like, you fucked up. That's not how to do it. You're like, ah, you fucking kick your shoe off. And that's society right now. It's like, we'll never fucking, let's go fucking play basketball. Not going to happen. Solid analogy right there.
So, America, learn how to tie your fucking shoes.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
I think deep down somebody wants Ellen gone. Like, I don't know if she's not making them enough money anymore, because I read a thing that she gets paid, like, an astronomical amount of money.
Yeah.
And she's a miserable bitch.
Yeah.
Really?
About it. And I think somebody wants her gone, and they're, like, getting all this shit together. Because I've read that she wants to quit just to save her brand at this point.
Wow. Dylan, microwave this for 1.5 minutes, please.
Ellen's been out for a little while, though. She did it. Yeah. I mean, she made Oprah money.
Ellen's been fucking crushing it. Okay, so they took down Roseanne. Now they're taking down Ellen. Here's what it is. They want women in power. They want queers in power. They want black people
in power.
They
got Rosie O'Donnell, too. Don't forget the ching chong, ching chong.
They got Rosie's ass.
Yeah.
I don't even
her know. And her fade.
I didn't even know that.
Rosie got a mean ass fade, bro.
Yeah, Rosie was on The View and said something like, people in China are saying ching chong, The View. And they got her for that. That was a long time ago. That was so stupid.
But they didn't kill her career for it, did they?
What the fuck's she doing now?
Yeah.
Rosie.
But regardless, so they have these women who, like, they're legitimately go watch Ellen. Go, like, her specials, her early specials, they're fucking balls out hilarious. They're legitimately funny. They're squeaky clean. They're fucking funny. I just watched the one with the popcorn joke that fucking Schumer stole to her face. That people don't even talk about the fact that Amy Schumer did the popcorn bit that was in one of Ellen's most famous bits. She did it to her face. You watch Ellen's face and she was
the claw thing, right?
Yeah. It was, Ellen was like, are you fucking doing this? It was wacky. Whether she stole it, maybe she didn't steal it. Maybe it's all parallel thinking, but it was fucking wackadoodle, okay? But Ellen was balls out funny, right? Roseanne balls out funny. These women were actual pioneers in this industry that did for women in comedy, you know, gay people in comedy. I mean, Roseanne had the first queer kiss on network television. Let's not forget that, right? People don't realize, like, they did shit that nobody else was fucking doing. Ellen was the first person to come out on television, I believe. I believe I'm right about this. So for you...
First main character.
Yeah. Now, for you to sit here and not... You know, because these women don't act the way you want them to act, Roseanne, now she likes Trump. All right, well, so fucking what? Maybe you should look at her perspective in life and go, is there a reason that a woman who fucking had to build herself up and build, is there a reason she likes Trump? Why don't you look at that? Why don't you stop demonizing the person and go, like, why does she like Trump? That's weird. Ellen, she's fucking earned the right to be a cunt. I don't know what you want me to say. You achieve a certain level of fucking greatness. Maybe she's got a chip on her shoulder. Maybe things didn't come easy for her. I got a chip on my shoulder all the time. I don't have the success that fucking Ellen has. I have a real chip on my shoulder. When people fucking, you know, when I feel like somebody does me wrong, I turn it into like, what the, do you know what I had to fucking go through? I don't know Ellen's fucking story, but I guarantee it wasn't easy. So now these people don't act the way you want them to act.
And even take the woman thing out of it. I bet Michael Jordan's not that pleasant to be around.
No. None of them. They're great. They shouldn't fucking be pleasant to be around.
Last Dance, you could tell Mike is a dick.
Yeah,
Mike is a goddamn dick. But he still was great. But oh my God. When he said, I wasn't worried about Gary Payton. I said, yeah, Mike's a dick. The way Gary was like, yeah, I put the D on him and we had him. And then when they cut the mic, I wasn't worried about Gary Payton.
Michael Jordan did those Fruit of the Loom commercials with a Hitler mustache.
Oh,
and
shit.
And no one said, Mike, you got to shave that.
He did have the... Yeah,
no one said, Mike, you can't bring it back.
Mike did have the little patch.
He's that perfect and powerful that nobody's like, Mike, you can't.
The other problem is back when Mike was around, all these people, the social media wasn't a part of everyone's life, so you didn't get the inside. Like, reality television made people addicted to sort of seeing who the celebrity was, right? And it was like, oh shit, it became a whole new medium of like, well, no, I want to see real life, you know, the true story. Like, real world was more compelling than what was going on ABC or Fox that at the same time, right? So then it became, they blended celebrity, you got like the Osbournes and all these reality shows showing you like the lives of celebrities, and then social media came in and took that. The reason you don't need an Osbournes anymore is because, like, even the Kardashians, you're like, how do they even have a fucking show about the Kardashians when there's social media now? You have it in their face at every given moment. So I think that's what happened, was you started seeing who people were or a little bit more, and they couldn't fake it anymore. Like, when you edit down a fucking television show is one thing, but when you're drunk at night on Ambien tweeting some shit, then it's fucking, you see another side of you.
Yeah.
But with these women, I just feel like it's very strange. They don't want women that don't act the way they want them to act.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. They don't. Who's the other guy that's on America's Got Talent right now? That's a fucking right-wing conservative black guy now. Essentially, he's fucking hilarious.
You talking about Nick Cannon?
No, no, no. The deodorant guy.
Oh,
Terry Crews. Yeah, he's always tweeting shit. He's like, black people got to act right. White people.
Pull pants.
Dude, they fucking hate him. He's going. I guarantee you.
Black people don't like Terry
Crews.
He's like
not coming back to America's Got Talent. There's no fucking way. He's too vocal right now. They're gonna fucking get him fucking.
Terry Crews has said some field nigga shit. God damn, bro. What are you doing? Shut the fuck up, Terry.
Terry, just tap it in, Terry.
Yeah. You got a great from the big house.
Just do Brooklyn 99 and shut the fuck up, bro.
He's killing it. All he's got to do is just tap it in, Terry.
I'll be like,
tap it in.
Like this dude.
All his cousins.
Shine your shoes. Shoe shot. Like, I'll be like, nigga, put the fucking rag away.
Oh, shit.
He's shining shoes on America's Got Talent, motherfucker. Like, what are you doing? I rep this nigga. Like, they gonna look at me like, yo, what's wrong with your man? I'm like, hey, my fucking man. Like, Terry Crews. Shit. I was mad.
He's fucking hilarious.
Terry Crews' best performance was on Longest Yard when he had all that McDonald's.
He writes like an old white man. You would think
ain't nothing a quarter pounder with cheese that won't help. That's Terry Crews I know.
Oh fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's damn.
So funny. God damn it, dude. But yeah, it's kind of, you see, this is why like you know, those guys, you know, the Seth Simonses and these guys hate me. Because I'm a Puerto Rican guy who fucking says these jokes and acts this way. They're like, dude, no, because they want to call me racist, but they can't because it's a white guy going, you're racist, brown guy. And everyone's like, what? Like, yeah. Damn it.
Good for you.
It really makes them angry. It really fucks them up. So, good
for you, I've been pretending to be bisexual for years.
Yeah. You got it this
point. I need the out.
Yeah.
It was a good move. And then got married to a woman. I was like, good for Zach. He beat the system.
Very slick.
That's
Tim Dillon's whole thing. Tim, by the way, Tim has three kids and a wife.
Very he's been agile for move for a fat motherfucker. That's a very agile fucking move.
Tim Serpentine.
Zach Amico. I fuck with Zach. Zach funny as fuck. So their movies, the black movie, horror movie shit, still great. I mean, what the fuck are we watching?
Can we? All right, we should talk about Callan's response. I guess we'll wrap
up. I'm curious
on that.
To hear about this.
So everyone knows what happened with Brian Callen. We spoke about it on the show last Friday. And quick recap, Brian Callen was accused of rape. In the LA Times. Article comes out, woman accuses him of rape 21 years ago. Bunch of other women accuse him of sort of being a creep, sexual misconduct-y type stuff, to sort of support this story. And Callen tweeted... did we actually read his tweet on the show? I don't think we did, right? Pull up the actual tweet that he initially tweeted, not the actual video that he tweeted, but the initial tweet. So after we did the show, he responded, which I thought was, at the very least, a pretty real ass move. You know, like you got to give him credit for if I didn't do something, somebody accused me of it, I'm not going silent. I don't care what lawyer is in my ear. I don't care what friend is in my ear. I don't give a shit. I'm not going silent. So he tweets this. He goes, let me be clear. I have never raped, forced myself upon any woman, nor offered to trade stage time for sex, ever. The horrific and false allegations originated in today's LA Times will be addressed in detail in a special Saturday night edition of my podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, tomorrow. I will not allow the cancel culture to subvert what I know, and as importantly, what these women know is the truth.
Wow.
So we tweeted that out, and we all waited with bated breath for this podcast to come out on Saturday night. It never came out.
Shit.
So Sunday
it's probably unrelated technical difficulties.
Yeah, probably. Oh, it's a Gas Digital show.
It'll be up next. It'll be up on Thursday.
So, but then he comes out the next day and he posts this video for my fans. So let's watch this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Callen here. You know, when you're in a situation like I am, you get a lot of advice from a lot of different people. And it usually falls into two different categories. Either they tell you to post a statement and disappear, or they say, lay low and let the news cycle pass you by. Well, for better or for worse, I'm not doing any of that. I never thought in a million years that I'd be sitting here defending myself against something I did not do 21 years ago. So this is me saying is that I categorically and absolutely deny.
Is he reading a teleprompter? Time out.
You know, I don't know if you're speaking from the heart and you can say categorically. Like yeah. This might be a prepared statement.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Categorically is a big word. It's a lot of syllables in that word. Keep hitting.
The allegations against me. I wanted you to see me say that. I didn't want to post some stale statement. I wanted you to hear that come out of my mouth. I have been characterized as someone that no one who knows me, not my friends, not my family, not my fans, would ever recognize. And that's because that's not who I am. That is not what I, that's not something I could do. Those are things, not never the things that I couldn't do. Those are not things that I would ever do. That is not how I have ever lived my life. And by the way, this is not a video about cancel culture. This is not a video. It's certainly not a video about the Me Too movement. I happen to believe, and it's taken me, to be completely honest, it's taken me a while to come to this conclusion, to understand this. I believe that the Me Too movement is one of the most important movements of my lifetime.
All right.
Because for the first time in history, it gives women recourse against the abuse of power. And that makes the world a better place. And that is not a political statement.
Pause it.
That's
by the way, I don't have a problem with what he's saying and putting out a statement, but he doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need to do by the way, I think the Me Too movement is incredible and it's a really powerful thing and probably the best thing that could have happened for society. In the middle of his statement about how he's getting fucked in the ass by the Me Too movement, pick a fucking lane, you know, which is fine. Like I'm assuming he's shaken, right? He's like, you know, really rattled. But I just feel like that's a little bit of a, you know, that's just a little bit of a, let me just so you know. I don't think you need to do that. I think the statement should be simply, I didn't do this. This is fucking crazy. And it's as simple as that. Keep on playing it because I have more to say, but.
Just fair play. And I believe in fair play, but I also believe in due process.
Due process.
And we live in a very strange time where anybody can make an allegation against you and you are guilty until proven innocent. It's just a fact that social media and the press alone can act as judge, jury, and executioner. And I don't think that's good for anybody. And by the way, I don't know how to fix that. I don't think anybody in particular is even to blame. But when something like this happens, this is pretty much the only way you can defend yourself. So this is me standing up and saying that I have been falsely accused of terrible things that I did not do. And that's what I have to say. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank my fans for rallying around me. Your comments mean so much to me. And to be honest with you, I need them right now. I will be taking a leave of absence, obviously, from my podcast.
Why leave of absence? All right, finish the 5 seconds.
That's pretty much it. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I mean, look, it's hard to... All right, there's two things, right? So... It's hard to not feel bad for the guy.
He looks shaken.
He looks shaken. And to be honest with you, look, I don't know. You can form an opinion or not, right? Like you see these things and you go like, okay, do I just based off of what I'm looking at? No, I wouldn't make a decision based off what I've seen. But I kind of feel like he's being somewhat genuine. You know, he's a good actor. I loved him in The Hangover. You know, if he did it in that accent, that would have been better. You know, no, I did not. I did not rape. I swear.
He like a monkey.
In my country, we not do rape.
Yeah,
like the little guy.
In
like
my country, we that's how we marry.
Well, we chop off a clit, we eat it, we fry it up. no, I don't look. If it is a false allegation, I feel really bad for him, right? If it's not a false allegation, if it's real, fuck him. I don't think that anyone will ever know. So how do you? What do you do here? What do you do?
Yeah.
At that point, do you automatically say, well, this, like, write a guy off? I don't know. I have a lot of friends who know the guy that said he's a good guy, that he doesn't do shit like that, mm-hmm. You know? People don't know everything about everybody. I don't know why he's taking a leave of absence from his podcast, though.
Maybe just no sponsors want to touch him right now.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's just sort of like, fuck it, let me not make it weird for Brendan.
Yeah, that too.
But if I got accused, I would not be taking a leave of absence from my podcast. I would be fucking, I mean, I would be screaming from the mountaintops that I'm innocent. I'd be doing my show. I'd be working.
Actually, especially if you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I did do it. I mean, I've said this much on the podcast now, so if I'm going to deny it, I guess I have to keep to work.
Yeah. Well, those are the grindstone comments over here.
I mean, you know, at this point, if I disappear, it's pretty much an admission of guilt, as I've stated very clearly on my podcast. But I mean, you know,
if there's three bi guys in a row.
Yeah, we know there's a problem here. But if it's a hard thing. It's very difficult to make a decision based off of he said, she said, you know, and I don't know. I like, it's like you read this article and, you know, like the whole point of the article is to take the guy down. So it's supposed to sound like he's a fucking monster.
Is the woman, do we know who the ladies are?
Yeah, I don't want to say her name again, because to be honest with you, I don't like the fact that we sometimes dog whistle our fans to be psychos and say crazy shit to people.
Oh, okay.
And let's say there's a 50-50 shot. This woman was actually a victim, was her. Let's just say that, like, just to call it even, like, we don't know much, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 50% shot that our fans that have Legion of Skanks logos on their fucking profiles are calling some woman a liar, and it you know, becomes a representation for what we do, and I don't want to do that either. I always said that about, like, the Newtown, Connecticut truthers. They, like, show up at, like, a news conference and be like, your kid didn't die, and some, like, family's breaking down on a stage, and you're like, dude,
the truthers,
let's just say that there's a 1% chance that this person's fucking preschool daughter was murdered. You're willing to be that guy to say it to her face? Like, that's crazy. Like, why, you know,
we're talking about that school shooting being a conspiracy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, being a conspiracy. That. So, I don't know. Look, I'll host The Fighter and the Kid. I'll put it out there right now. Look, we'll make the statement right now. Schaub, I'll host The Fighter. Actually, no, maybe not, dude. Fuck that. I host Fighter and the Kid, then it's over. They're going to come after me next. There's no way.
You're in the hot seat.
No way. You know, I mean, why not? No, I will. Schaub, I will. If you need a co-host for The Fighter and the Kid, I will do it. There's probably not a better comedian to do it with. Like, I host the number two fighter/comedian podcast in the world already. I'm there. I got it. I've been conditioning myself for this role for a long time.
There you go.
So,
you know, case of Ross.
You can call The Fighter and the Fighter, really. You know,
Fighter in the Spick,
Fighter in the fucking, Fighter in the
Puerto Rican Boxer,
something else. I don't know. The Fighter and the guy that's not good at improv. I'll do it. So look, listen, get the message out to Schaub. Let him know that if he's looking for a new co-host, I'm not going to leave Bisping. I will never leave Believe You Me. Maybe we bring Schaub into Believe You Me, and we just make it fucking a three-way dance. We'll see what happens. You guys let me know what you'd like to see. So, let's see. Da, 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 da. What else is going on, Shannon? What am I missing here? I don't care about any. Dildog, you got to come up with better stories. A lot of these are terrible. A lot of these are bad stories. I got 5 minutes left here, and I'm struggling here. There's nothing else here.
Wait. Look at the very last one. The last ones are always the ones I save best for you. Now, that one's a good one.
That's terrible. It's just about a fat girl. What's wrong with you, dildo?
What happened to fat girl?
No, it's a woman. She jumped off a second story building. That was a funny video.
I'll make this point. Fine, pull that up. We can talk about her. Does it live? Don't tell me. We're going to decide. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Does It Live? Thanks, Shannon. Good timing on this. Fucking killing it.
He's looking.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, just out of my own fear.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a leg breaking?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, shit.
Why do you not like bones breaking?
I see this being a bone breaking.
No, bro.
And leg breakings fuck me up.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got to watch it. Does she live or die? What do you think?
She lives, but it's...
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I say she lives another 15 years.
I don't
want to
watch.
One.
Go! Oh, my Christ.
Nope. Okay. What happened? What'd she break?
Oh, dude, she's dead.
What'd she break? I'm not looking. I don't want to see.
I don't care. Fuck that. Ooh, her leg probably did break, right?
Yeah.
The sound.
The sound. No.
What did she think was going to happen?
Oh. What happened?
I saw the legs start to go and I couldn't watch it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Lou, describe it to me.
She just jumps off and her body hits the whatever. What is she jumping onto? I don't know what she's jumping onto.
It literally just looks like a table with a child-sized mattress on the top.
Oh, no.
It's the weakest table. It's already breaking underneath.
I mean,
the weight of
it's
the
so funny
mattress.
Because you know what's going on here as well. It's a bunch of popular kids that are convincing this fat girl to do hilarious things on video for their YouTube channel.
Spring break,
dude.
Oh no, nah, look like...
Let's go slow. Let's say slowly.
I'm not. Fuck
just what you can't see any break. It's not close enough. Keep going. Let's see. Ooh yeah, no, like her legs. Ooh, her legs hit first.
Yeah, she actually hurt herself.
Oh, she's in a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah, no.
At least her head hit the cushion, though.
Actually, I think her legs got saved by the edge of it right here.
Maybe. I don't know. Somebody was in my Twitch stream the other day, and they were like, dude, they were like, ugly chicks have the best pussy. This guy said that. And I was like, no, they don't. They don't. Ugly chicks.
No.
And this isn't even being mean to ugly women, okay? This isn't like, not if you're... If you're ugly, you probably also don't take care of your vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have an ugly face and fucking, you're just...
But what if you got an ugly face but a dope-ass body? Then you probably take care of yourself.
Well, it depends. I mean, I guess it depends on how much they take care of their face.
I've seen ugly chicks with dope bodies.
Well, it's like they always say fat chicks are good in bed. It's like fat chicks are not good in bed.
Some of them are.
Nope. They aren't, dude. Having sex is an athletic activity. Okay? You have to.
You get an agile chick. Some fat chicks are agile.
Some of the like a softball player. Fine. You got to get like some a dykey. But she got to be
even
a
dykey.
Fucking
just some fat women put it.
Well, look
down.
Look at like so. Think about wrestling. Blue Meanie could do a moonsault.
That's true.
There's fat girls out there that can move, buddy.
Move.
I would still say that on average, for the most part. It's going to be an unathletic woman who's going to, you know, essentially lie there and just fucking let herself get rocked. And this is not hitting on any fat chicks in the chat. I'm just saying, be better.
I got you.
We should all be better. Why can't I say that about fat women? I can say that about me, Zach, any fat person that I know. I'm like, oh, we should be better. We shouldn't be fat. We're going to live a longer, healthier life. But then women, I got to be like, nope, women, you're fat. That's great. Good for you, fatty. It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
It's crazy. I'm being a good person right now.
But talking specifically about sex is
pig,
different.
Stop eating.
Talking specifically about sex is different.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just because I'm a big guy and I feel like with a tiny chick, I can't like throw her around. I get like Frankenstein syndrome. A fat girl, you could like hit her in the pussy with a sledgehammer.
Zach, you need to have a little more self-confidence. A little tiny girl would love to fucking ride your giant body.
Yeah, but there's just certain... You know, you're going to
There's no missionary.
Her. Yeah.
There's no missionary. It ain't happening. There's no missionary with you and fat chicks either, Zach.
Yes,
missionary is not happening.
Yes, there absolutely is.
It's like legs up on the shoulder. That's not missionary.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's not missionary, asshole.
That's so funny.
All right, we got to wrap. Exactly. We got to wrap this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fucking fun one. Love having Derek Gaines in. Derek, so funny, as always.
I appreciate you. It's always a good time.
Yeah, you're the fucking man. Please go support No Need for Apologies. Support all the shows here on the network, and we will be back on Wednesday with another incredible edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Word.
That's all, folks.